Well, this morning I am reading from Psalm 92, verses 12 through 15. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I am sure that you are noticing the signs of getting older. It gets more and more impossible to ignore them every year, right? And people are so helpful in pointing them out. A four-year-old overheard his mother talking to his grandmother. "Don't worry, Mom," she said. "You're not old. You're only 55. "Goodness, Grandma," the child responded. "You have reached the speed limit." Or what about the woman in her 40s who refused to wear bifocals because she thought they made her look older? One day, however, when her neighbor stopped by, she had her glasses on. "How long have you been wearing glasses?" the woman asked. "Since yesterday," was the reply. "I was baking some cookies and I picked up the fly swatter and I killed 4 chocolate chips." Yes, she might need glasses. My son, who is 27, thinks I am over the hill. And I know that many of you think I'm just a kid. I am 59. And I know I am in the second half of my life. There are more days behind me than are in front of me. And I'm sure that some of you are even more aware of that fact than I am. When an older man was asked to do some vision planning for his church, he said, "You don't need me. I'm so old, I don't buy green bananas anymore." Some of you will get that on the way home, but anyway. So there are two halves to life. Two halves. The first half is the first 50 years of your life. The second half is 50 and older. Both halves are very important. The first half is partly about getting ready for the second half of life. And there are 4 important things we should do in the first half of our life. In the first half of our life, the first thing we should do is to take care of our bodies. We should exercise. We should get enough sleep. We should eat right. Now, I have to tell you, I'm good at exercise. I exercise an hour every day except for Sunday. I figure this is enough exercise. But I'm not so good all the time about eating nutritious food. I like sugar way too much. An elderly woman walked up to an old man who was rocking in a chair on his porch. He looked weathered and feeble, but he had a content smile on his face. "I couldn't help noticing how happy you look," she said. "What's your secret to a happy life?" "Well, I smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day." Waving a wrinkled hand in the air, with a smoldering cigarette between his thumb and his finger. "I also drink a case of whiskey every week, eat fatty foods, and never exercise." "That's amazing," said the woman. "So how old are you?" "I am 26. The The second thing we should do in this first half of life is prepare ourselves financially to retire. How much should we have when we retire? Well, many financial experts say we should have about 70 to 80% of our income stream in retirement. But to do that, we have to start saving in the first half of our life. We also have to learn how to invest wisely. Some financial planners think that if we don't get very much from Social Security, then we should plan on having 8 times our salary in a retirement account. In order to do this, we know we need to invest in our 20s. We need to start. But honestly, we usually don't. So some of us are trying to play catch up. I've read articles about how many people are not ready financially to retire. Some surveys say that about a third of baby boomers are not fiscally able to retire when they're about 65 or 67. And this statistic is getting worse as more companies have entirely eliminated any pension plans and expect the workers to invest on their own. You know, when it's up to us, it's so easy to put it off. Third thing we need to focus on in the first half of our life is to build relationships with other people. You know, the day comes when the children move out of the house. That's what I hear, by the way. Mine's 27 and still at home. And we need to develop friendships. Often we have children and we just don't have time for many relationships. There's just too many activities that we need to participate in with our children. But when they move out, it helps to start working on building relationships with other people. And the fourth thing to do in the first half of our life is to work on building our faith. Early in our life, we may have really wrestled with our identity and with our faith. Many 20-year-olds dump their faith. Sometimes people climb the ladder of success only to find out it's on the wrong wall. We try to make sure our ladder is on the right wall. The world says that our success consists in the abundance of possessions. But then we hear Jesus say, no, it doesn't. In the first half of our life, we should strive to find meaning and purpose through our faith. If we neglect our faith, we will have a very difficult time in the second half of life, because we're going to face suffering. Family and friends are going to die. And one day we will have to face our own death. You see, what happens in the first half of our life prepares us for the second half of our life. And I know there are some people who fear getting older. Some who fear the second half of life. But it can be the most fulfilling part of life. A 96-year-old man who was being admitted to an assisted living center was being interviewed by a social worker. The alert, bright-eyed 96-year-old man was asked, "Did you have a happy childhood?" "So far, so good," he said. Do you hear his attitude? He's making the second half of life fun and exciting. But it requires some important decisions. I know some people have an identity crisis when they retire. This is especially true for men. Some people's jobs become their identity. They worked hard at their job. They were very successful at their job. Matter of fact, they were kind of known for the job they did. So when they retired, they had an identity crisis. I've had several men over the years tell me, I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So in retirement, they work to reestablish their identity. Now, there are strategies that can help in the second half of life. Attitudes and perspectives that we can create that can create an even more fulfilling life. Our focus in the second half of life moves from success to significance. You see, we're not so focused on getting things or climbing that success ladder. Instead, we end up focusing on today. What am I going to do with today? How am I going to enjoy today? How am I going to find meaning and purpose? How am I going to invest in other people? And then we ask that question, how am I going to stretch myself? How am I going to find fulfillment in doing that? What can I do right now that I couldn't do when I was working? Now notice, we don't pull back. We don't retire from life. Instead, we seek significance. When my dad retired from teaching and being a Yosemite Park ranger, he decided he was going to hike the Pacific Crest Trail. The trail goes from the border of Mexico to Canada. That's 2,650 miles long. It goes through the highest mountains of California, Oregon, and Washington. My dad decided to do that trail in day hikes and short backpacks, and it would take a number of years to complete. Tim and I joined him some summers when I had vacation time and we could backpack with him. That means he was hiking in the wilderness when he was in his 80s. Here's a picture of him on one of those backpacks. By the way, if you don't know who he is, he's on the far right. Some criticized us for letting him go hiking in his 80s and backpacking in his 80s by himself. They said, well, he could get hurt on the trail. He could die on the trail. And I knew that I might get a phone call telling me that I needed to go to such and such a trailhead and search to find him. That might happen. But I felt like he was doing what he loved. He was finding significance. So I supported him. I admire the way he's living the second half of his life. Remember the scripture this morning? It says, old people are green and full of sap. Did you know you're green and full of sap? It's true. I hope it's true. You know what that means? It means you are full of life. So even in old age and gray hair, you can produce fruit. That's what the scripture said. Until you are dead, God has something for you to do. God has something for you to do as long as you have breath. I know sometimes the world tells you, you're done. You're retired. We don't need you anymore. But the Bible believes you are full of faith and life. You have purpose. You are useful. So in the second half of life, we focus on what God wants us to do. God wants us to love Him. God wants us to love our neighbors. God wants us to be loving and gracious and compassionate. And many of you are those examples. You are like how I want to become. You are kind and compassionate and gentle and patient and loving. In John Wesley's terms, we would say that you are going to be sanctified in grace. And it's a journey. Being perfected in Christian love. In the second half of life, we invest in other people. We know we're not going to be here forever. So what do we pass on to those we leave behind? How do we pour into the next generation? Who are we helping? In the second half of life, it's also important that we come to terms with death. When we die, it will be okay. We believe Jesus when He said, "I go to prepare a place for you." When He said He was the resurrection and the life, He meant it. If we really believe this, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be anxious. In the second half of life, we have more time and more wisdom and more resources to give away. In the second half, we can have more fun, enjoy God's presence, enjoy God's glory, enjoy God's grace. 2 weeks ago, Beth and Tim and I went to see my dad in Yosemite National Park. He is now 99. We wanted to make sure he had time to say that he was able to take the time to say goodbye to Yosemite, to remember his days as a ranger in the park. We had dinner with Burl, the stagecoach driver. My dad worked with him decades ago, and Burl is still driving a stagecoach in Yosemite today. By the way, if you ever get to Yosemite, we'll want to take a ride with him and say, "You know Fred Steinberg, he'll know who I am." And then we took my dad down to the valley. We just let him sit in a comfortable chair in the sun. Matter of fact, we sometimes call my dad a lizard. He just likes to soak up the sun. You can see a picture of him there in the chair in the middle of a meadow in the valley. Doesn't that look like paradise? The second half of life can be better than the first half. Instead of seeking success, we are seeking significance. As a child in the first half of life, we learn a song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You know that song, right? Comes when you were a kid in the first half of life. Did you know there's a version for the second half of life? It goes like this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for my hair is white as snow. Though my sight is growing dim, still He bids me trust in Him. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Though my steps are oh so slow, with my hand in His I'll go. On through life let come what may, He'll be there to lead the way. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. When the nights are dark and long, in my heart he puts a song, telling me in words so clear, have no fear, for I am here. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. When my work on earth is done, and life's victories have been won, he will take me home above, then I'll understand his love. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.